Researchers with the University of Saskatchewan are examining the prospects of harnessing the bacteria that live in the gut of the pig to boost the effectiveness of vaccines administered to protect against disease. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The microbiome, the population of microorganisms that reside in the gut, play a key role in the physiology of the pig, while vaccines are used to train the immune system by stimulating an immune response to specific diseases. Dr. Mateus Costa, an adjunct professor with the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an assistant professor with the University of Minnesota, explains the microbial population in the gut stimulates development of the digestive tract, aids digestion, and plays a key role in modulating the immune system.
Initially, when we thought about the microbiome and using it as a vaccine booster, the preliminary idea was that we were targeting intestinal pathogens, right? Because we were interested in the intestinal microbiome. Therefore, it would make sense that at first we'll deal with intestinal pathogens. So examples of those would be rotavirus or salmonella. We're learning, though, that the impact of modulating the intestinal microbiome goes beyond the intestine. It actually may have an effect on systemic infections. We could use the microbiome of the intestine to improve the vaccine response to influenza, which is an infection of the lungs. Now, we know that some bacteria are associated with a pro-inflammatory, so an inflammation response, while others are associated with anti-inflammatory response. What we're trying to understand now is how can we select this helpful bacteria that will stimulate a positive immune response and use that to boost the vaccine. Can we have more of this helpful bacteria that will train the immune system more efficiently? This would essentially result in more antibodies and thus better protection.
Dr. Costa says laboratory assessments show great promise, and the hope is to move to animal trials soon. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.